Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast.
Sam, you made some stuff and brought it. What do you call those things again?
I think they're like churro bites. It's oyster crackers that have all kind of sugar and stuff on them.
Okay. So you make them with sugar and stuff, and you sort of bake them a little bit, and then you toss them again?
Yeah, you toss them in two sticks of butter and some brown sugar. Melted down. It looks kind of like, bubbly.
Yeah.
Pour that over the crackers on a sheet. Throw them in the oven for like 10 minutes.
Oh, you don't toss the crackers in it?
Well, yeah, you toss them in it, and then you put them on the sheet.
I see.
And when they come out, you put the cinnamon sugar on top.
Was this a TikTok recipe?
Yeah.
Well, the reason I'm asking is because our friend Jim, who is absolutely his Hispanic background, would probably beg to differ by calling
churro,
it
churro. Yeah. Don't throw around the word churro.
But I bet you somewhere someone does just that, though, with churros. Yeah. Cuts them up into pieces, you see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And do real churro bites? That gets my attention.
There's something going on at Costco right now.
A churro?
It's called churro bites, and it looks like it's little donut holes that have
churro
flavoring.
So. Yeah, that sounds, kind of the thing I was thinking. You know, when you said churro bites, that's what it made me think of.
Yeah, I know they're not legitimate. I mean, oyster crackers.
Right. It's okay. No. It's a fun little snack. I'm glad you brought them.
Yeah, I am too, because you probably don't know this, but the three of you actually with Faith are kind of my test audience.
I know that. I've been knowing
that
since
pigs?
Jump.
Yeah. I mean, when the kids are over, that's one thing, but since nobody comes to my house anymore, I bring them up here and force them on y'all.
I know.
I think we did
that last year with the bacon crackers.
Oh, good.
Those we were the
good.
First.
Yeah.
We're good. I think we're a really good tasting. Mm-hmm. All right, a test barometer, right?
Yes, you are, because I went home and decided yesterday those are not going to make any menu.
Aww.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, I know.
Why? Murphy liked them.
I know, but
It wasn't a wow. No.
Yeah, it's got to be like, oh my God, this stuff is so good. Let me rub it all over me. And then I know, okay, it's a winner. Keep it in the list.
Well, you know what? Maybe you could figure out some variation on that theme, because you've already done, you already do the firecrackers, which are your
favorite.
Seasoned, right?
The
savory crackers. Jody loves those. And you do an oyster cracker version of those.
Yeah.
I bet you there's something that could be done, with the sweetness or whatever that would make, I don't know what that variation would be.
It'd be less sugar.
Yeah. That's the only thing that was the only thing, because it kind of reminds me of, there are plenty of snacks you buy that way too, where the sugar becomes too crystallized across the top, and it's too much. You feel like Buddy the Elf eating it.
Oh, what's funny is right after I cooked them and they cooled down a little, I ate some and it was like, oh, they were perfect.
Oh.
And then when I tried some later, because I had sealed them up, it was like, it's not the same.
Oh, really?
Like, it's almost like taking them out while they're still soft and easy to pull apart and not so crunchy. It was good.
Mm-hmm. You can play with it, but I feel you. I get that. I like being your test.
Yeah, me too.
Because you're going to get honesty from us and enthusiasm. You know that.
Yeah, and if I don't get the enthusiasm, then it's not worth serving to.
It doesn't make the cut.
Or, keeping on the list.
That's so cool.
I don't know if that's the way. Is that the way you do it? I mean, you make something new, and like if everybody really loves it, it stays on the list.
Yes. I don't ever make something new and then give it. I always make it and see what I think of it first.
Yeah.
So, yeah. In fact, that should be a holiday rule. Don't pick a new recipe and make it and bring it somewhere. Because if you mess it up, then you don't have a second chance to,
I think you're
perfect it.
If I remember correctly, your cousin Candace, the first time that she did the, what's it called? The brownies, the pecan pie
brownies.
And so the pecan pie brownies, but she actually did do a test batch of those before she brought them to Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, her boyfriend was the one who loved
Jamie.
It.
Yeah. I've got to ask her. In fact, I will do that today. I will text or call her today and find out, because she found that one brownie was better than the cake-like, make them cake-like.
Oh, okay.
Even if you don't like cake-like brownies, because once you put that wet sort of pecan pie stuff on it and then bake it again, it seeps down into the brownies and making the perfect brownie.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do the fudge-like brownies and then put the pecan pie topping on top of it and bake it, it's too wet.
And the boxes always have both ways.
Right,
both
so make them cake-like. I think that was the takeaway. I will double-check with her on
that. You may be right about that.
Yeah.
I loved it when my grandmother would test things on us, because, and it was usually around the holidays, because she was, our thing was, when we would stay with her, we would be making a bazillion cookies, or whatever. And so
that's
her
fun.
Ginger snaps recipe, which was in the cookbook that she gave us, she she liked to make them more crispy, snappy ginger snaps. I like the softer ones myself.
Yeah. Yay. Yeah, me too.
But the one that she just tried on a fluke, and I think this dates it, but she got it from the newspaper. It was her version of moon pies. Oh. But they were really just cake. And I don't know what she would do with the cake mix to make it more rich tasting than just what a cake batter would be, you know, and baked. And the way she would slice it up and round them up, they were just perfect. And so we would put the, you know, the little icing glaze in the center of it.
Nice.
Which I think the game on that one could be up with a cream cheese icing, not just the buttercream.
No kidding.
You know what I'm saying? But
see, you were doing that back in the day. Yeah. You've always done it. Here's what's better.
Up in the game.
Heidi, this is great. But you know what you could do?
But you know what I remember about those? It's like you were just describing, Sam, with the oyster crackers. When they first come out of the oven and it's warm, there's just no substitute for that. It's like a cookies, chocolate chip cookies, when they come out of the oven and they're
temperature warm. Temperature matters.
Fresh baked, at the, you know, they've cooled just enough to be safe to
eat. You know how I like to eat cake? Warm.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, regular cake is like fine, but give me 10 seconds in the microwave and then we're in business.
Yeah.
But
there are certain cakes you can't, like Chantilly cake, you're not going to eat that warm.
I would.
It'd be messy.
Going back to your grandmother's moon pies, being a person who bakes, I can tell you, I can suggest, if you think she did something to the cake batter to make it more rich, she could have put chocolate syrup in it. You can put a little bit of that kind of stuff in batter. And if she made them perfectly round, she probably used a biscuit cutter. Like, there is a million ways to figure this stuff out. You just have to play.
Baking is a science,
but you can add things. My Aunt Susan makes a strawberry cake with strawberry, like, I think she used a box cake mix, strawberry cake, but hers is incredible. And I heard her tell somebody she put strawberry jam in the batter.
Oh.
She added it to the batter, you know, and it's like, whoa, no wonder. And she's the one that makes the incredible Italian cream
cake. She does. It's delicious. It's one of my favorites.
So there's a lot of ways to play in the kitchen. You have to be a cook, though, to know, well, this might be what it is, or this might. You have to play.
Yeah.
It's a creative thing.
Whenever I make a pizza crust, you know, in that machine, I've started playing with it. I had a basic recipe, and then I've started, like, you know, you sprinkle in some Italian seasoning or maybe some of the really fine Parmesan into the mix while it's mixing. And so then when it comes out, it's got a little something extra to it.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Not too much, because it can affect the whole consistency, but just enough to give it a little, I think I taste cheese. Yes, you do.
God, so cool.
I think I'm going to say the dumbest thing I've said all day, because I just realized this, literally sitting here in this moment, a recipe that was one of my grandmother's staples for Thanksgiving parties and for Christmas get-togethers. So Jody remembers this well. My grandmother had one little table sitting in the corner before you would go to the living room that she would use as her dips table and sort of, you know,
appetizers.
All the appetizers and the things that she would put together on that table. And one of the things that she would put on that table, I remember this vividly as a kid, were bourbon balls that she would make. And I remember them, you know, explain, okay, you can have one, but that's it. No other. And it just occurred to me, bourbon balls was stopped being served at one point, and it was at the same time that my dad stopped drinking.
Of course she did that for him.
Oh.
Of course she
did. I just realized that. I mean, that makes sense. Because however she made them, you could definitely taste the alcohol. It was not cooked off, you know? And so it's the kind of thing that I wouldn't be. Although I loved the flavor of them, but that's just not something I'm going to do.
Probably because they were the generation that didn't talk about it. Just stop making them. He can't drink anymore. Just stop making them. We're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, today I'd be like, I'm not making bourbon balls this year because dad's not drinking anymore.
Yeah. I mean, my dad wasn't into bourbon anyway. They would have to make
scotch.
They would have to make scotch balls, right? Exactly. I don't think they make those.
Do they have a recipe for scotch balls?
What we are all talking about here is what we do called make it, take it every year. So right after Thanksgiving, we're going to drop that on you. Make it, take it gift ideas at murphysamandjody.com. There may even be some there just ahead of the game.
Okay.
Now. But make
Sounds
it
like
take is my favorite stuff, Sam. And continue to test on us. We're here for it.
Okay.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam, and Jody podcast.